Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Thursday, so I've got congressional candidate Tom Paulsiewicz with me, small business owner, Navy vet, and we are happy to be joined by chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Welcome back to The Maggie Dawn Show, Ben. Let's just jump in. We have a billionaire overlord that wants to pick this state's next Supreme Court justice, and I've been talking to a lot of my friends about this. Most importantly, some of my conservative friends as well. And I'd like you to address the thing that I hear in response all of the time when I say, why should we let a billionaire overlord just handpick our next Supreme Court justice, especially one that has a case that's pending in Wisconsin courts that's likely to make its way up to the Supreme Court? And they all say, but George Soros, can you please respond to this whataboutism and this, I'm going to say, false equivalency that's offered as a defense of Musk's over $11 million spend in this Supreme Court election?
So there's one person who's operating as the de facto president of the United States, who is slashing Social Security, gutting cancer research, gutting the Veterans Administration, and posting on the massive social media platform that he bought that judges should be impeached if they get in the way, while he undermines and shreds the United States Constitution. That person is poured $10 million into Brad Schimmel's campaign. There is no one else who is destroying the company, the country, with this kind of velocity and viciousness, with the possible exception of Donald Trump himself, who is not endorsed in the race. His hatchet man, his bag man, Elon Musk, is the one who is pouring himself into winning this. So that is different from every other person who's contributing on either side. Now, it's also the case that Elon Musk has put in, as far as we can tell, at least five times as much as any other donor on either side. The second biggest donor in this election is Dick and Liz Uline.
Yes.
All the one donor or two donors. They put in far more than George Soros. They're the founders of Stop the Steal. But you know what? As much as I think their politics are terrible and they're bad for the country, they're not running the United States government right now and threatening to dismember the judiciary alongside programs that working families across our state need. So if you want to do a what about, you could say, well, you got the Ulines, the forces of darkness who funded Stop the Steal and tried to overturn the presidential election on one side, and you have George Soros, who, you know, supports free and fair elections in the United States and around the world on the other side. But there's something in a completely different category, which is Elon Musk.
Yes.
Elon Musk is threatening the very foundations of the American experiment at the same time as he's attacking the fundamental function of the United States government to support, you know, regular folks, non-billionaires all over the country. And by the way, Elon Musk also, unlike every other major donor in the race that I know of, has a case that serves his own bottom line that will probably reach the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So he's personally invested in making himself money while ripping away money that everyone else in this country relies on for things like predicting the weather so you can grow your crops. That is why there's nothing like what Musk is doing, and there never has been in a Wisconsin Supreme Court election.
It's crazy. Yep.
So people know the scale here. My first response is always, I think money in politics is terrible, and I support a constitutional amendment to get it out of our politics because it's corrupting. Okay, so let's agree on that. Now let's talk about the scale of the corrupting influence, because there's simply no comparison in this race. I went to a bunch of independent sources today to try to get sort of like the tally of where the spends stand today. Elon Musk is at 11 million. America PAC at over 6.18 million. Building America's Future, over 3.96 million. That totals together over 11 million. We haven't gotten to the Elines yet, who, by the way, brought workers from Mexico to work in their U.S.-based manufacturing plants, but paid them Mexican wages in violation of U.S. labor laws and then shipped them back. So, lots to talk about there. That's 11 million. The Soros money that I could even track, because he's given up control of a lot of the PACs that he started a decade ago because the guy's aging very quickly. It's like maybe 2 mil that I could find. It's not even clear. So like the scale is just not comparable. Then you layer on what is the objective and who holds the reins of power, who is actually calling the shots in our government today. They're not comparable. Tom, I know you've got a couple of questions.
Yeah. You know, one is Trump bought a Tesla and Musk gave him $100 million. I mean, what is he expecting to get out of Wisconsin if for whatever reason he wins, which I don't think he will. But Ben, you know, at some point, you know, it's good to remind people that Schimmel lost a statewide election not too long ago. And it seems like people have forgotten that. You know, we had Judge Crawford on a couple of weeks ago, and it seemed like she had to bring up the same stuff that Josh Call had to bring up in order to overcome Schimmel and put a Democrat in that attorney general seat. But what do you say to people who, like, don't remember who Brad Schimmel is?
So Brad Schimmel was the attorney general under Scott Walker, who led the attacks on abortion and reproductive freedom. There's a case called Planned Parenthood versus Brad Schimmel. He said he was honored to have his name in the case. And by the way, the lawyer for Planned Parenthood in that race, Susan Crawford, the candidate that we're supporting in this race. Brad Schimmel defended Scott Walker's corruption. He defended the gerrymandered maps. He defended the voter suppression. He actually lost a case that Susan Crawford led that tried to prevent people from being able to access a free voter ID, which you'd think if what you're interested in is election security, getting people IDs so they could vote would make a lot of sense. He was on the other side of that. He famously sat on 6,000 untested sexual assault kits.
Yes.
Didn't lift a finger to get resources from the state legislature. He told Jill Karofsky, who was the head of the crime victims department in the Department of Justice at that time, that if she wanted to test those rape kits, she'd have to go raise the money for it. She'd have to go write grants and get yes. someone else to fund it, because he wasn't going to go over and ask the legislature. He only started testing those rape kits once he took political heat from it.
Yes.
He's mega, mega, mega. His team led the charge that they designed the legal strategy that ended Roe versus Wade. And meanwhile, he's a guy who sued to kill the Affordable Care Act and has this relentless record of he said he was suing Obama every second, that he was just using his office for partisan attacks. Yes. And that's what he's done at every phase of his career. And now he said that he's crawling around on knee pads, begging donors to get involved in his race because his donor base sees this as a chance to take back the court,
right,
which also says something about how they used to see the court. This is somebody who is begging for Donald Trump to endorse him and says that Trump needs a support network in the courts. The only way that he can get wins is if the attacks on Trump stop in the courts. So he's basically signaling that he'll do whatever Trump wants. And he said that Trump was screwed over in 2020 by this courts. Well, in 2020, our Supreme Court didn't overturn the presidential election. And he's asked whether he thinks that was the right decision. And he said he doesn't know.
Yes.
If you want a case study in MAGA extremism and attacks on healthcare and reproductive freedom, in doing the bidding of right-wing billionaires, Donald Trump himself, in turning what should be a nonpartisan office into a political weapon at the hands of far-right extremists, Brad Schimmel is your guy. If you want anything else, it's Susan Crawford.
I'll just add this. As a lawyer, I can vehemently disagree with certain lawyers' positions, and I can have begrudging respect if they are showing fidelity to the rule of law, are skilled lawyers and or jurists, judges. I'm also going to layer this one on top of all this. Brad Schimmel is a dummy. This is not a smart man. When things are extraordinarily plain under state statute, he still gets them wrong, which is why ask lawyers. If you're a conservative, ask lawyers quietly off the record. Ask judges that sit on the same county circuit court as Judge Schimmel does today in Waukesha County. Ask them quietly off the record what they think of Brad Schimmel as a legal mind. The reason that he's lost so many of these cases and that he's salivating at the opportunity to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is that not only can he do the political building, he's the last word on things. So he doesn't even yes. have to be a good lawyer or judge anymore. He can just make crud up. And here is the case that I think makes that so abundantly clear. He has been reversed on appeal by the most conservative or one of the most conservative appeals courts in the state in his completely bogus interpretation of the one toothiest law in the state of Wisconsin that ensures that every single person in this state, every regular person, can hold their government accountable. And that is our sunshine laws and our open meetings laws.
Yes.
He couldn't even read the English words in the statute correctly. The guy is a dummy. And when you got a dummy who's also a partisan hack, that is the most dangerous combination, who's willing to literally say on the record, please, please, please give me money. Oh, Elon Musk, yes, I'll be happy to support your and Mr. Trump's agenda. It's an abomination.
Absolutely. Yep.
When we step back from all of this, Ben, and you know, every election cycle we hear, it's so important. It's so important. It's more important than the next. I was speaking to a group of folks yesterday at MATC, a Get Out the Vote and voter awareness event. And I made that argument again, that this is an incredibly consequential election. And that if we'd like to return and maintain Wisconsin as a reasonable place where we can have these reasonable disagreements and we don't have naked partisanship in our courts, this is the time for voters and conservatives as well, Democrats as well, everybody to stand up and say, we want functional government, including the Supreme Court and the state. What do you say to people who are fatigued, Ben, who are so tired and would rather just check out?
Well, I mean, first, I get it. How could any of us not be exhausted at this point? But secondly, Elon Musk is relying on people being too tired to resist. He posts about how he works through the weekend. And it's like, he said, it's like getting a head start on the other team. He is working through the weekend to destroy Social Security, to destroy Medicaid and Medicare, to undermine the Department of Education, things that people rely on to make sure that their water is safe. Like, this is exactly his strategy, is to exhaust us and overwhelm us. And in the next 19 days, we alone in the country, in Wisconsin, we have the chance to defeat Elon Musk and Brad Schimmel, his right hand, and demonstrate that our side can actually fight and win despite the millions of dollars that they can pump in. And when we do that, it has not only a huge long-term effect on Wisconsin to prevent the re-gerrymandering of our state, to ensure our state Supreme Court actually believes in our Constitution, the rule of law, freedom, justice, democracy, but it also shows the whole country that supporting Elon Musk as he wreaks havoc on working families across our state and our country, that siding with Elon Musk might be politically bad for your health. Republicans in Congress right now are just rolling over. They're allowing their constituents to be ripped off and hurt and attacked because they're afraid of crossing Elon Musk and because they think that Musk can defend them from an enraged citizenry. But the reality is we're going to show on April 1st that the public has the final say. And I think that's a message the country needs to hear. They need to see that whatever Musk spends in a race like this, it's not enough to buy off the voters themselves who get to decide who holds power in this country. And when we fight back and when we win, we can re-energize those who share our values, who believe this country should work for everyone, not just for a handful of far-right billionaires, and show Republicans that they should run screaming from Musk's side and divorce themselves from this shotgun marriage that he's arranged if they want to hold on to their jobs in 2026.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben, this is another spring election, yet it's still incredibly important. What's the message to get people to make sure they go out and vote? What is the party doing? What is everybody doing on the ground to make sure people realize they have to vote in this one?
So the first message for Democrats is exactly what I've been saying, that this is Trump and Musk's right hand, who wants to use the courts as a partisan weapon to eliminate any accountability and to support them as they shred Social Security, attack unions, undermine working families across the state. The second thing is, if you want an abortion ban, vote for abortion ban Brad. And if you think we should have reproductive freedom that is based in our Constitution, support Susan Crawford in this election. And the third is, bring friends to the polls.
Bring friends. That's the key, right? Bring everybody you know, bring everybody you can.
Folks, that is Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Thanks so much, Ben. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side with each and every one of you. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. My name's Maggie Dawn. Brad Schimmel, the shameless shill for Elon Musk and our billionaire overlord. I don't think he should be picking who's on our Supreme Court. And he's a dummy. My thoughts. More when we return right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.